when you're first getting started, you don't have to spend a fortune to get the foundation set up. You do have to invest in yourself. You will make that money back, ideally, and hopefully quickly, if you set yourself up for success.
Welcome to Beyond Clean with Ace. In the world of commercial cleaning, newcomers and seasoned professionals know we're more than just toilets, windows, and floors. We're just like everyone else with diverse interests in everything. And over the past 7 seasons, tens of thousands have discovered engaging, thoughtful, and truly game-changing knowledge here. Whether you're a facility manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor, we're here to help you grow both personally and professionally. So hit that subscribe button and share with others, because we're all about enhancing lives in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. Now let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Thompson, and you know what? It's a new year. Yep, that's right. It's 2024, and as you can see, I've got a whole new program. Let me step out of the way. See? This is the whole new look. No, I'm sorry, folks. I can't change this look. I can just change what's on the screen there. But here at Beyond Clean with Ace, we talk about more than just cleaning. I mean, I don't know why people think all we do is talk about cleaning, because we certainly don't. We are in season 8, so this is our first episode of season 8. And you know what? I couldn't start it without Mickey Anderson. She just has to be here. It's just like, Mickey, you've become just the one to start the year off.
I love it. I'm here to party.
Well, I don't know about party, Mickey, but yeah, hey, I got to tell you, you know, it is January, as we say. And I'm sorry, folks, but I just have to. I know you're not supposed to just start everything, talk about the weather, but I got to ask Mickey, what is it like in Ontario?
Well, it's frigid. We had Snowmageddon, and within a couple hours, we had about 3 feet of snow. So now all, like, my snowbank is taller than my 5-year-old daughter. So
oh, it's begun. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not missing that. I was in Missouri in December, and we didn't have snow, but we had rain and 40 degrees. It was bad.
No fun. No fun. Bring on the summer weather, please.
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's what I like about where I am. And I'm not going to get into that, Mickey, because you already know about all that. But before we get into this very far, let's talk about who you are, what you do. And if they haven't heard the podcast in any of our seasons, who is Mickey Anderson? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm Mickey Anderson. I am up here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, so in the frigid north, and I run a marketing agency. We help service businesses get new clients, get more referrals, get more reviews. So if you're a cleaning business trying to grow, we can help.
Well, folks, you know, hey, I do this all the time, you know, we've got Mickey Anderson here. I just have to show you. Wait a minute here. Let me get this a little bigger. This is her website. The many faces of Mickey is what I want to say here. I'm sorry. I just had to do this, Mickey.
My brand photographer like loves me. I'm so expressive. I can't hide my face. It's one of the challenges when you work in customer service or with people, because if I'm displeased, you know immediately. So, but they have a lot of fun.
You gotta be like Mickey. You gotta be like Mickey. I, you know, even if I raise my eyebrows, it just, you know, hey, I can't do anything, right?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of fun, but it's part of the brand, right? Whatever you're doing, you have to know who your customer is. So for us, our customers typically are intimidated by agencies. So if they see a marketing agency with a faceless brand, that's hard to chew on. Like, they don't like that. So when they see a person that they connect with, that's funny, that's normal, human, maybe not normal, but human, it helps build a connection for us. So it's something that just makes life a little bit easier for our customers. And I ended up, because I am the most ridiculous, being the face of the brand.
You know, somebody has to stand in front of the camera, right?
That's it. That's it. I love to talk too. You'll find I have the gift of the gab, as one of my friends says.
Maybe that's why we have Mickey on on our podcast, because we both like to gab. We just do it naturally, right?
Yeah, that's it. Put us in a, give us a topic and we'll go.
Okay. So, you know, last year we talked a lot about different marketing stuff, and I see that you've now, and you put it up here, an AI toolkit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this just a little bit. And then I want to go into some things about, you know, these new services that are just starting up. Let's talk about what is this AI kit here?
Yeah, so the Lead Magnet Magic, it's a webinar and it has an AI toolkit. So in 30 minutes, you can build a lead magnet. So that's a free resource that you give away in exchange for someone's contact information. You'll notice lots of companies do this. Maybe you're shopping online and they'll offer you a 10% coupon if you give your email. That's considered a lead magnet. There's lots of different ways. People give away ebooks, freebies, checklists, those sorts of things. So for service businesses in particular, this is a really great way to develop trust, to show you know what you're talking about, to attract the right people, get them into your email list so you can contact them. You can follow up by email. Sometimes you can get phone numbers for calls, those sorts of things. So within 30 minutes of the workshop, I teach you how to use ChatGPT to build an entire lead magnet from scratch. And I give you the exact prompts and tools I use to build it all the way through. So you can get that for free on the website.
So, Mickey, as you bring this up, you know, here at the Academy, I get this question, I would say probably 2 to 4 times a month. I just now decided that I don't want to work for somebody. Mm-hmm. I want to work for myself. I want to start a cleaning business. And I go, where's your website? And I kind of start there because before they come to class, I like to review who they are. What do they have? What's their experience? What have they done? And I get this blank look like, I'm here to have you help me with all of that.
Mm-hmm. The old start from scratch moment. Yes, it's tricky when you're first getting started. There's a bunch of things that are really helpful that you can do. And when you're first getting started, you don't have to spend a fortune to get the foundation set up. You do have to invest in yourself. You will make that money back, ideally, and hopefully quickly if you set yourself up for success. But if you're not willing to invest in yourself, most other people will not be willing to invest in you either. So that's just one of those things you have to kind of get over when you're first starting a business. But websites are really important nowadays. If you don't have one, it's really tricky. They're used as a credibility check for a lot of businesses, especially in cleaning industry in particular. If you want to work with people, you're going to clean houses, just as an example. If you don't have a website, how do they know that you're legitimate, that you're credible, that you're not going to go in and cause any issues, that you're somebody who's reliable? The website is essentially your resume. It's your business card, and it's a credibility check. If you're working in corporate, so if you're going to be doing any corporate cleaning, you won't ever get a job without a website. 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, if you don't have a website, you don't have a real business. So we're not going to invest in you. And that's just one of the challenges. But you can get a really good looking website nowadays, incredibly inexpensive. There are templates and tools out there that will help you build. It's drag and drop. Like, it's not hard. It's just time consuming at the beginning. But believe me when I say it's worth it.
So, you know, somebody said, well, then how elaborate does that need to be? So are there some basics that you would advise that, you know, this new company, some very basics that they've got to get on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're first getting started, we'll talk about like the very beginning, your very first website. You really only need one page. The more pages, the more chances there are to mess it up. So like, keep it simple. One simple page. You want a way for people to contact you. So ideally, you've got either a form or a button with your email or your phone number, some simple way for everyone to get a hold of you. If they get on your website and they don't know what to do next, it's kind of pointless. So that's one. Two is you need to have at the very top of your website a really clear statement that helps the user know who you are, what you do, who you help, and the result you get them. So who you are, if you have a title, a business name, a personal name, even a picture, you don't necessarily have to say it, you can show it. What you do, obviously cleaning, but what kind of cleaning? Is it corporate cleaning? Is it home cleaning? Is it a specific type of cleaning? Who do you serve? That's tied with it, right? We don't help everyone. I don't clean everyone's home. If you've got 8 dogs and 12 cats, I'm probably not interested in cleaning your home on the weekly, right? So who is that person? Do you help busy families? Do you help bachelors who are trying to get a date? Do you help corporations, small businesses, local businesses, retailers? What is it? Who is that person? And then what's the result? Like, why would I invest in cleaning? It might sound obvious in your head, but 9 times out of 10, people don't understand the value. it's not just about the cleaning. It's the presentation. It's the perception others have. As a business, you want to look legit. You want to have a place where people feel comfortable coming and spending their money, and you got to be clean to do that. So you want to tie in the end result. Well, so your customers have the greatest experience ever. So you're known as the best shop on the block. So you come home and or you bring neighbors over for coffee and they're amazed at how clean your house is. So that's that top section.
So, it, you know, I had one guy come in here and he said, well, I don't have a website, but I have a Facebook page.
Mm. You know what? A Facebook page can function depending on the business. If you're really first getting started and you know that your users are on Facebook. So a lot of younger generations use Facebook very similarly to a website. And if your individual person is okay with that, then that's fine. However, you're limiting yourself because if you get locked out of your Facebook account, if there's privacy issues, if something happens, you get hacked, your business is done. Right. It's not a known channel. You are at the mercy of Meta. Heaven help you. You are much better off having a website that you own and control and have access to. You get to set up user experience. A Facebook page kind of stinks because you have no control over how everything's presented. And again, you're lacking a little bit of credibility there. Just anybody can make a Facebook page. Not anybody has a website. So there you go.
So in other words, from what you're just saying, I would say a Facebook page is secondary to a website. Now, absolutely. We realize most of ours are going into corporate cleaning, so yeah. We're not talking home cleaning.
Then you're going to spend the $250 to $300 to get a simple website and domain name using a free template and try and make it as nice as possible.
What do you feel about the, what I would say, the corporate templates our cookie cutter with all the cookie cutter images, not anything personal. Like you were saying, you know, the many faces of Mickey. You know, that's what I have. I have Dave all over the place. I like live pictures for me. We're experienced that first time user, should they use stock photos or ones that they really have?
So it's a little bit more of a nuanced answer, but the truth is like you do the best with what you have. If you don't have brand pictures, then use stock, but use the best ones you can find that are most relevant to who you're working with. If you just have random stock images, you're not helping anybody. The templates that they have for websites they're actually pretty good. And as much as it might not feel personal with some minor tweaks, you can make it go a long way. The thing to note is it's not going to be done ever. This is not a one and done project where you set up your website in a weekend and you never touch it again. This is something you are going to consistently tweak and make better as you learn more about your business, as you learn more about your target market, what's important to them. And then you're going to pull that and keep updating your website. So yeah, maybe for the first 2 weeks, you only have some stock images and you're using a template. Don't let that hold you back. Keep going in, learning, trying new things, getting it better and better over time as you move forward in your business.
I think there's a relativity between the website and like a Facebook or Instagram or any of these others that we use. They're all organic. They continue to grow if we feed them, but we need to understand, if I understand what I do right, all the time. You can't just, it's not a once in a while. You do it, you need to do it repeatedly. If you're going to have one up there, don't do it for 1 year and somebody looks at it and goes, well, that photo's a year old.
The benefits of a website are that you have to feed it less often. Whereas with social media and algorithms and all of these companies who are vying for ad dollars and competitive reach and more users and time on the apps, you have to feed those apps consistently and frequently and with quantity to stand out, bar none. Whereas a website, it is going to continue to work over time. So if you optimize it, if you've got the keywords up properly set up, if you just every once in a while update, the website doesn't go away and it continues to work for you. That's one of the reasons why we as an agency recommend you start with website content. So blog posts, additional pages that go into the industry or service pages that are going to have those phrases that people are searching online, because it's going to continue to work for you over time without much effort. Whereas social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those, they need you to feed them regularly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hear all kinds of questions when it comes to this, Mickey, you know. Mm-hmm. And many times people in the cleaning industry are getting started in it because, like I said, they're tired of working for somebody. They want to work for themselves. But they really don't have a focus in what cleaning they're going to do.
Yep.
Is that important, or is it just okay just to say, hey, you know, I'm in the cleaning business. I'll clean anything.
Look, I'll tell you, that perception kills businesses every second.
Okay.
So the competition is high. There are really well-known franchises who do home cleaning. There are really well-known franchises and businesses who do corporate cleaning. There's so many people out there and so many options that unless you do something specific, it's like so much harder. So imagine I'm a general cleaner and I'll clean anything. How much competition do I have? I'm competing against everyone, vying for a big pool of people who don't really care.
Right.
That's hard. But if I narrow myself in and I say, okay, I do home cleaning in the city of Ottawa for busy families with pets living in standalone homes. Yes, my audience has shrunk, but my competition has shrunk significantly.
And I also tell people that their profitability just went up.
Oh, you're going to have your sales cycle is going to be shorter. It's going to be easier to get referrals because people know who does what. You're going to attract the right customers who ideally they're people who you love working for, right? You don't want to pick people that you don't like. But if you love these people because they're busy, they're out of your hair, they just want it done, they're happy, you get a consistent schedule. Oh my goodness, like that's a pretty solid business model. And you learn how to speak to those people. They share. They're normally attracted to other people just like them. And so it just becomes so much easier. You go from being in a market of 100,000 to a market of like 10 overnight. So I highly recommend specializing and just test. Like sometimes it just takes a jump. Marketing agencies struggle with this too. I'll tell you, every industry struggles with niching. We call it niching down, choosing your target audience. And at some point you just kind of have to jump off the cliff and do it. Whether you know right. It's the right one or not, it's easier to choose and learn than it is to stay general. So just pick one, learn from it, and then you can tweak it over time.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I've done this over my career. And this is one of the problems we have with the cleaning industry. We do so much and we do so many things. We do everything in a building. How do I narrow it down to one thing? But this is the difficult, and I think this goes for any industry as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's a fantastic book that I recommend, actually. Sorry to cut you off. There's a fantastic book I recommend for anyone who is going from working from someone else. They love what they do, and they're going to try and do it by themselves. It's called The E-Myth. There's a newer version called the E-Myth, I think The E-Myth Revisited. It talks about, so the E-Myth is the entrepreneurial myth. It's the myth that by starting my own business and doing it my way, I'm going to get to do what I love. No, you're not. You're going to have 18 jobs instead of one. So you're going to spend less time doing the thing you love unless you set up the systems and processes so that you can run your business and do the things you love. But it walks you through how to start a business, how to build it up so you actually get to do the parts you love and stay sustainable and profitable over time. Highly, highly, highly recommend.
I will try to find that, put it in our show notes so that people have it. You know, I think this is the thing, Mickey, as we talk with a lot of different people, it is, there it is, the E-Myth. There you are.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Mickey. And I think that's the thing is whenever we as entrepreneurs go and try to start something, I think that is the thing we have to remember. You now have many hats that you weren't aware that other people were doing. Yes.
Yeah. Bookkeeping, taxes, customer service, emails, marketing, oh my God, that was the hardest one for me was the finance. It was the bookkeeping and the taxes and all those pieces. It's one no one likes to do, but if you skip it, it doesn't go away.
Oh, I don't want to even get into that one in the IRS. No, let's not go there. I have my experience, and come talk to me later, folks, one-on-one, and I'll tell you all about it. But we all have learned hard lessons, some more than others. And I think that's what we're trying to tell you today, folks, is if you listen to this podcast, listen to this advice Mickey's given you. If you're thinking about starting a new business, in the cleaning industry, everybody goes, well, it's a low investment to get into. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that do that. But if you're going to be successful and make it to that 5-year mark, you're going to have to do a lot of what Mickey's talking about. Hey, Mickey, there's a statistic that I found for the cleaning industry. 60% of the cleaning businesses that start don't make it to year 5.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Because what happens, and I'll tell you this across small businesses when they're first starting, those kind of solopreneur businesses that kickstart. And what I found is you'll know every industry across every size, the biggest challenge businesses have is cash flow. And if you're treating this like a hobby, so I make $200, I do a cleaning, I make $200. I act as though the $200 is all mine and I take it out of the business, all of it, then I'm at zero. Instead of I'm going to take a percentage profit and then I'm going to reinvest money into my business to continue growing it and over time increasing profits. That's the big difference. But what happens is they spend money as it comes in and there's no more money coming in the next month. It's inconsistent cash flow and you can't pay bills. And over time that eats away at you. Credit card debt hits in. It's a really tough start. So you have to be in a place where you know I'm only going to be taking a portion of what I'm making for myself and the rest is going to stay in the business. It's the only true way to make it work.
Yeah, and this is where I get the people that say, well, I can't afford your class because I can't pay my bills. Well, unfortunately, folks, there is a point where you have to understand, Mickey, we talked about it before we got on the air, you have to invest in order to make profit.
It's true. And you have to be scrappy. Like I remember when I first started it feels like forever ago. Oh my goodness.
Let's not talk about that, Mickey.
I worked 3 jobs in order to grow my business at the beginning. Right. Like I think people think I'm going to jump off and I'm going to go all in my business. You still have to be able to pay bills. And if you can't do that, you're always going to be in this scarcity mode where you're constantly thinking, oh no, I've got to keep, I've got to take, I don't have enough. And that mindset destroys businesses. You have to be in a place where you're willing to invest, where you're willing to save, where you're willing to put into and nurture and grow, right? Imagine you were growing a plant and you just picked the leaves off every time you walked by it. It's not gonna live very long.
No.
And that's essentially what you're doing. So you have to be able to go into your business with a little bit of and that might mean having a second job. That might mean saving up, doing something else on the side so you can invest in growing your business, taking those courses, doing those things. Because otherwise, you're going to be stuck and you're not going to be able to pay your bills even after you start your business.
Yeah, I think this is the hardest thing for a new start is to, I get the question, well, what do I do first?
Save. Keep working and save money until you have a little stash that you can invest into growing your business. That's the best piece of advice I ever got. I kept those 3 jobs and worked really hard for a while, put money aside and saved it and invested in a website, my email marketing platform. And I saved up so that when I did go into my business, I had the foundation, I had some buffer. And I know that's a luxury, but I worked 3 jobs to get to that luxury.
That was no luxury.
I mean, sometimes you do have to postpone the gratification or the happiness, the jumping sure. in order to save up and set yourself up for success. So save some money before you dive in. That's it.
Now, Mickey, you said something that's very difficult in this day and age. In the world of instant gratification, you said hold off on that.
That's it. That if you are a sucker for immediate gratification, you will not do well in business. Period. That's it. There's too many shiny objects, distractions, things that pop up along the way that will keep you unfocused, that will keep you busy, but not profitable. So you have to be willing to delay gratification in order to build that foundation, in order to really be successful. It's sad, but it's true.
I think there's a lot of little nuggets here. I know we haven't talked for 30 minutes, but there is a priority. There are things that we need to do first before we, if you will, hang the shingle up and say, I'm open for business.
Mm-hmm. And I can walk through a few tips really quickly. The first thing you want to know is like, who do you want to work with? Who's that ideal customer? What type of business do you want to clean? What type? And that's the very first part, because you're going to build your products and your business around a person, not around cleaning. That's the problem a lot of us make, is we think, okay, I'm going to build a cleaning business. It's like, no, you're building a business that helps corporations do X, Y, Z. And that's going to allow you to tailor services, to add on things, to really cater to them and nail it. So who is number one? And then from there, where are they? And how am I going to communicate with them? So there's a few ways to get in front of people in general, and you have to kind of plot this out based on the person. So there's direct one-to-one. I'm going to ask all my friends and family if they know and can connect me with that person. Yep. Right?
How am I going to find that client?
Exactly. So there's one-on-one. We call it warm outreach. So I know these people and they're going to help me connect. But then there's cold outreach. I'm going to reach out to people who I don't know. I'm going to send an email to all of the people that fit in my category. I'm going to send an email to that business that I want to work for and pitch myself or ask for a trial or whatever. Then we've got organic, which is the content. It's your Instagram, your social media, your website. I'm going to create content to position myself so people know about me. And then there's paid. I'm going to pay Facebook, or I'm going to pay Google to place my ads in front of the right people. And that's really it. Those are the ways you're going to get in front of people. So I like to start with the lowest hanging fruit. Start with your connections. We call it affinity marketing. So who do I know? Family, friends, and then who do they know? And then you just slowly work out towards people who don't know you. That's the number one way to get started.
So you mentioned, you know, Google and stuff. Where would you place LinkedIn and Google as far as the two? I mean, we already talked about Facebook, which is, you know, a whole different game.
Yep.
And YouTube's always videos and stuff out there. We all know about that.
Yep. So LinkedIn is for B2B primarily. So if you are cleaning for corporate, mm-hmm. you need LinkedIn over Facebook day in, day out. Right? Like that's it. That's where your people are. And that's where they are engaging every single day. They're not on Facebook, and they're definitely not looking for businesses on Facebook. If it's corporate America, you want to get in front of, get on LinkedIn. I would prioritize that over Instagram, over YouTube, over Facebook. Pick one social channel, LinkedIn, and just go there.
And if you did that, then I'm hearing you say, I've got to have a website. A Facebook channel isn't good enough.
Exactly. Okay. So before you do social media and all those things, have your website done. Like that's it.
Okay.
Then we've got Google. So Google is the largest search engine out there. There's two ways to get into Google: organic. So with your content, with your website, just putting it out there, people might search for it and find it. And then there's paid, where I'm paying Google to place my stuff in front of the right people. If it's corporate America, you want to get in front of, I would prioritize the free LinkedIn. I can reach out to these people, get in front of them for free, provide value, like communicate with them, engage with them, easy peasy. Let's do that first. And then when I have a budget to invest in my marketing, then I might move to Google.
Yeah, I found that as we've watched our sites over the years, and even when I send emails out, you know, I look at different things. And I found that we have, for the Academy, more searches for certification, and that's how most people find us. And of course, those are Google searches.
Yep.
So, you know, I've done more to put stuff on my Google page, business page, to do that. And I've learned those lessons that you've talked about too, because now we do focus on floor care certifications for frontline technicians. We do a whole lot more than that, but yet that's probably 80% of what we do.
Yeah, you can use tools like Google Search Console is free if you connect it to your website, which is that it's pretty simple. Google has instructions how to do it, but it tells you what people are searching for and how they're finding your website. It's a really simple place to check what keywords, what phrases that people are searching for that I should put in my website. Easy peasy. There's also a bunch of, we call it SEO, so search engine optimization sites out there that will help you research what keywords and phrases people are looking for. So you can create content on your website that caters to that. And the more and better content, and I would say better, more content, because better is more important than more, content you put on your website with those keywords, the higher you're eventually going to rank. So we're looking for what are your people searching for, whether it's phrases or words, and you want to place that throughout your website. So when the Google can read it and say, oh, this is relevant, I'm going to put it in front of this person.
So folks, if you've been listening to the podcast version and you haven't been watching us on our YouTube, we've had Mickey's website up here. It's heymickeyanderson.com. Now, talk to everybody before we let you go here. How much of all of this do you automate and take out of their hands? I'm a new business. I'm a cleaner. I don't know any of this. Can you do all of this for me and get me going?
We can, but not for free. Okay. That's one of the challenges. So we typically
I didn't ask for that. I knew you told me I got to pay. So what are we talking about?
That's it. So we typically don't build websites for people. We're usually working with people who already have their website built. We do SEO optimization. So we'll update your website and take care of it so that Google reads it and knows what's relevant and it's ranking. We'll create your content on LinkedIn and post it. We'll manage your emails, whether it's to clients asking for reviews on Google or to potential clients. We'll manage your paid ads, all of your social media accounts. We tackle basically everything from start to finish for our businesses.
So are we talking if this is a monthly fee or a one-time yearly subscription? How does that work?
So we hate long-term subscriptions because it's just not fun for everyone. So we work in 90-day sprints. So our packages are typically 90 days, so three-month packages. And you can continue on or you can end after 3 months, up to you. But most of our clients just never leave because they love everything getting done for them. And once you've experienced having all of your stuff done for you, and all of a sudden it's like, I actually get to do the stuff I need to do, not the stuff I kind of had to do, but don't want to do. Like it definitely shifts things for you. And as you start to see consistent leads coming in, as you start to see client bookings, as you start to make that money back and see it as that investment, it really gets the wheels going.
So then let's just say that I'm the new business and I've got my website, but I don't know if I've got it right. And I don't know if I've hooked everything already. I've got a LinkedIn page because you told me I need to get one. Okay. So I've got those. And hey, you know what? I even went and set up a YouTube channel because I do some cleaning and I've got it up there. What people see.
Fantastic.
3 months. You want me to sign up?
Yeah.
And I know you can't quote prices or anything, but kind of give me a generality. Are we talking several hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars for a 3 month period?
Oh yeah. A few thousand dollars. We're not in the hundreds here. We're in the thousands. We typically work with businesses. Like our average business size is 2 to 5 million. So they're a little bit bigger. We do occasionally work with smaller businesses. We have a couple local businesses who are around 500,000 in annual revenue. So it's not going to be a nominal fee. You're investing in your business growth, but by the time you're coming to us, you're making money.
Well, folks, you know, hey, you just heard for 30 minutes worth of free information, and it didn't cost you thousands or hundreds or even 10 bucks. It just cost you a little bit of time to listen to some great advice here from Mickey. This is why I like to start the year with you, Mickey, because you know what? You're just like me. I've got a lot of information if you just ask me the right questions.
Well, information's free. And I think this is something that's important to know. Like, I'll tell you everything, but you won't do it. Like, that's the difference. I'll give you all of the secrets. I'll tell you all of the things we'll do, but 9 times out of 10, you won't do it. And that's the challenge. It's the information isn't the thing that's valuable. It's actually getting it done right and done for you. And that's where we come in. We make sure that you don't miss deadlines. Your stuff actually gets posted every single day. You're ahead of the game. We're doing all of that so that you don't have to.
Well, you know what? As I look through your website, you know, we've talked about almost all of this at some point. I got to tell you though, I, you know, the many faces of Mickey guys, here we are again. I don't know about the green helmet here. I don't know what we were truly trying to do here.
It's Halo. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So for those of you who are gamers, you'll get it. It's my husband's helmet. He's a big Halo fan and we threw it on and thought it was real fun.
You know, and I think that's the thing is you know what? You can have fun with stuff. Mickey, I mean, you know, I appreciate the time this morning. Well, I guess whatever time it is, heck, I even lose track of the time, whatever it is today, where we are. Folks, if you've been listening, go to heymickeyanderson.com. You can find out a lot of her stuff there. Not everybody that listens to us is in the cleaning industry. That's probably where most of the people are, but not everybody. I know we didn't talk about cleaning really. We just talked about marketing cleaning.
I mean, it is important. It like, and I think today the thing to consider is you have to have a great service or product. That's a non-negotiable. You have to be really good at what you do. Otherwise, you won't succeed. So that we don't even really talk about that because you that's a standard. If you're not a good cleaner, you're not going to grow a great cleaning business, period.
Hey, I started doing it many decades ago now. I have morphed through several different changes. You know, I think the biggest thing that people don't understand, they don't understand, you know, I say, why cleaning? And they really don't know. I said, but you have to understand why we clean, not what we do, not all of the little end, of I do this and I do that. It's why do you do it? That's what you're trying to market.
Yeah, that outcome of
it. That's what they're curious about.
That's it. Nobody wants to clean. Nobody wants to pay for a cleaner. Like, that's the truth of it. It's not like a sexy thing we're wanting to do. We want the result. I want to come home to a clean house. I want to not do all of those other things. So that's really what it's all about.
Mickey, do you have any final words of wisdom after all of this?
Yeah, I think the last thing just, and it's just a kind of to reiterate everything we covered here. If you're in a place where you're not willing to put in some skin in the game, where you're not willing to invest in yourself, no one's going to invest in you either. So you have to be willing to put yourself forward. You have to be willing to take the step and the leap. And that's when the magic really happens.
Thank you, Mickey. I know we'll talk again next month. Lots of things going on for the year.
Always. Super busy. It's good.
You didn't make your trip to Reno this year, did you?
No, I didn't. I was here. But hopefully next year.
Yep. Well, folks, we appreciate you being here. Again, check Mickey out at MickeyAnderson.com. You know, all of our website information. We've been all there. We'll put those show notes in there. And I'll make sure that you get that link to that e-myth book that Mickey talked about.
It's fantastic. Highly recommend.
Say hi to everybody back up there in the cold weather.
Oh, I will. I will.
I'm enjoying my short sleeves.
Yes. Enjoy. Get into the sun and think of me.
Folks, thanks for listening. And what I'd like to say is make sure that whatever you do between now and the time we talk to you next, make sure it's healthy, positive, and proactive. See you next time.